Hi everyone, we're just getting ready to get going on our, I'm looking around for all my buttons here. Everything is looking like it is going good. And this is Kim McLaughlin. We're getting ready to start our monthly and emotional eating community call. And anybody who is on the line now, I am so glad you're here, and I will just be getting this going. So this call is called, what did we call this? Oh, here it is. Sorry, I'm just getting all my papers out in front of me, getting all organized. This is called Self-Love, Key Ingredient to Everything. And those of you that are signing on now, welcome, because we have a lot of information to go over, and I'm just going to get started. We're going to talk today about self-love, the key ingredient to everything. And I am impressed by the amount of people that signed up for this call, because I think this topic is sorely missing, and it is one that I think we all need more of. We need more self-love. And why I'm talking about it this month is that this is the month, even for those of you who are listening later, this is the month of February, which I think is what we all look at is the month of love. And we talk about Valentine's Day and how important it is to experience that love with somebody else, that love with somebody else, that love for somebody else, that love of somebody else. And I think we can all agree that being in that space of love for others is extremely valuable. It's, I think, one of the pieces of us being human that provides a lot of value to all of us. And what I think also when I think about this month of love is that sometimes we can feel really bad because we don't have that love for the other that maybe we're looking for, or maybe that relationship is challenged and we just aren't feeling it. And then we feel bad about ourselves because we don't have that love for another. And what I want us to focus back on today is really that love for ourselves, because that's not what we talk about very much. And before I get into all the topics, I want you to do something that I have just started a Facebook group. It's called Feed Your Soul Community. And it's a group where I post information, ideas, help for you around food, around intuitive eating, self-love, mindfulness. And I just got it started. And so there are people that are signing on, and I just wanted to invite all of you to that group or that community. And I'm going to post this in the page that you're going to get with the link to this audio. And I really encourage you for you to sign up to that Facebook page. So let's get into it. And I think I've kind of given away the topic. So with the first item that I wanted to talk about with you is that, what is the secret to every challenge? And I was thinking that, you know, people will ask, if I was going to do one thing, what would that be? If I was going to focus on one thing, what would this be? And I would say that one thing, that one area that you need to focus on above all else is self-love. And it's the topic we don't talk about much, because we're talking about love for others. And this is what I started out in the beginning talking about, is that we talk a lot about love for others, about relationships and how important they are. And I want to challenge you that the most important relationship is the relationship you have with yourself. And self-love is actually one of the components in my Feed Your Soul program. And all the components are your body, the physical side, the emotional side, your mind and mindset, mindfulness, lifestyle, how you live your life, all the people around you and family. And the last of the components in the Feed Your Soul list is self-love. And what's interesting to me is that I actually used to talk about this program, and I would always say self-love last. It was really interesting that I had these six components and self-love was last on the list, and it would be the last one that I would talk about. And as I was thinking about this topic for this month, I realized that I want to change that. And I'm going to put self-love as the first component in that whole program, because it really is the starting spot. I had always had body and physical as a starting spot to dealing with food and emotions and overeating. And I've come to realize more and more that self-love is really the starting spot. So this is really an interesting win for me in terms of really getting deeper to what is the most important aspect and component. And it's actually the hardest one, I think, to gain clarity on and to gain, I don't know if we'd call it mastery, but we'd call it feeling successful at. Because I think we tend to go more towards the line of criticism, sometimes self-loathing, self-hatred, and we have this negativity towards ourselves, and we hold ourselves up to this unattainable perfectionistic standard. It's interesting because I was talking to somebody last week about self-love, and my clients will often hear me talk about the idea of self-love, and we talk about it in a lot of different ways. And I asked this one person about self-love, and this person said that they couldn't love themselves because they didn't think they were good enough to love themselves. And then we walk through the idea of, can you have love for another, love for your children, love for your partner? And you give them a lot of leeway to be unlovable sometimes because you know they're just lovable and that you can love them. The same way as the love for our animals, that we really give them this certain grace of just feeling love for them. And I asked this person, I said, so what about using that as a model for self-love? And what I found fascinating was, and not unusual at all, is that this is how many people feel, is that they can love somebody else. They can give somebody else room to not be perfectionistic. They can give them the space to not measure up. But when it comes to ourselves, we can't do that. And I found that fascinating. And I wonder if that what has been anything for any of you, is that you were really holding yourself up to this higher standard than you hold everybody else up to. And that you can love others in the face of them not doing the right thing or not being perfect or not being as honest as they should be, that you can allow them room to still love them, but you can't do it for yourself. And I want to challenge you now to come back to that secret to every problem, the secret to everything in your life. I said self-love, the key ingredient to everything. And I thought that was a bold statement, but actually it's a real statement. It's realistic. So consider this idea of self-love is the most important thing. And my clients will say, so this means it's all about self-love. And I'll say, yeah. And then what we have to talk about is, how do we do that? How do we get to that spot of self-love? Because for many of us, me included, is it doesn't come as natural for any of us as I think it should or could. And we need to find some techniques to really up our game around self-love. So what I have come up with, and I spent some time thinking about this, is that what are three ways, there are many more, but three ways, if we were going to get started, to start loving yourself now. So there are these ways to start self-love, and we could do them now. You could really, really, really do them now. I invite you to challenge yourself. And how could you start in this month of love, or whichever month you're listening to this, to be more loving to yourself? So the first way to start loving yourself now is, or one way, is to be nice to yourself. And I know that can sound so simplistic, and some of us will say, I'm already nice to myself. I do nice things. And I want to challenge you again. Are you really? Are you really being nice to yourself? And that can increase the idea of self-love, the feeling of self-love, by just starting to be nice to yourself in the way that you're nice to others. In the way that you're nice to your partner or your coworkers or your animals or your children. How are you nice to them? And are you being that nice to yourself? So as I was thinking of this idea, I thought I would tell you a story about myself, because I aspire to engage in more self-love. And what's happening is that a friend is getting married soon, and I am a girl, and I sometimes like new things. And at this point, I don't go shopping as much as I used to, and I definitely don't buy clothes like I used to. And I was thinking that I would really enjoy getting a new dress to wear to this wedding. I didn't have to. I have plenty of other dresses. But I was really thinking that I would feel better. I would just like to feel better. I would like to gift myself with a new dress. And I had to really think about it quite a bit for myself, about whether I deserved a new dress, whether I could afford a new dress, why would I really need one when I have plenty of other dresses. And I think for any of you women here, you might resonate with this idea of just getting something new makes me feel good about myself, and maybe makes you feel good about yourself. And I'm not talking about spending a lot of money. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm just talking about, how can we engage in something that makes us feel good? And I went shopping. I went by myself. I gave myself a little bit of time and was on a mission to buy a dress that made me feel pretty and made me feel good. And it's my story of self-love and doing something nice for myself. So imagine what you could start doing that would be a step in the direction of being nice to yourself, and do that. Not necessarily spending money like my story, but doing something that is nice to yourself. Being nice to yourself is the first way to start loving yourself now. Another way, the second way to start loving yourself now, is to slow down and take a deep breath. There is so much time we spend going fast, having to do this and having to do that, and becoming very, very, very disconnected with ourselves. Sometimes in the service of helping others, we become extremely disconnected from ourselves. And one way to show self-love is to slow down and to take a deep breath. And it's one of the simplest tools you could have for focusing more on yourself and giving yourself that gift of time, that gift of attention, and that gift of self-love through the simple act, the simple, profound act, I should say, of a deep breath. And what I'm talking about with that is this is something literally you could do at any waking moment, at any waking moment during the day. And that is really what I just do is I'm sitting here right now talking to you, and I'm going to just take a deep breath in through my nose and out through my mouth. And I generally do it to the count of two or three and then exhale to the count of two or three. So it's an equal in and equal out. There are a lot of techniques about breathing, and I'm not going to go into all of them today. You definitely could look out for other ideas about deep breathing, but why don't you just do it with me? And let's just breathe in and breathe out. Let's do it one more time. Breathe in and breathe out. I find that it is one of the best things for me to feel so much better inside of my body. And it really is a form of self-love. It's another form of mindfulness. If you were thinking about the six components I was talking about earlier, it's the component of self-love through the practice of deep breath. It's a focus on mindfulness, the practice of deep breath. It's also a focus on our body and our physicalness by the focus on a deep breath. So out of the six components, taking a deep breath is one way, is a way to capture six components of our Feed Your Soul plan. So I would encourage you as often as you can today to slow down and take a deep breath. Actually, you know what I'm going to do is if you join that Facebook group, the Feed Your Soul community, I'm going to do posts on deep breath, on a deep breath. And so I'm writing this down as I'm telling you this. But if you join that Feed Your Soul community, I just had an idea that one of my posts will be take a deep breath as a form of self-love. And it can be your reminder to start breathing deeply as a way to develop more self-love. And the last of our three ways to start loving yourself now, the third way is to start noticing the negativity you're carrying about yourself. And this is through your thoughts about what you're thinking about yourself. What are the things that you're saying about yourself? What are the things that you're saying to yourself? I often find that when we really listen in to what we're saying to ourselves, it's pretty bad and it's pretty mean. And there's not a lot of self-love that goes on in those statements to ourselves. And I find a lot of times those thoughts are disconnect us from our body, disconnect us from being present when we eat, disconnect us from loving ourselves and being truly kind to ourselves. So start noticing the negativity. Start noticing the things you're saying about yourself. Start noticing the things that you're saying about other people, because when we're saying things, negative things in our head about other people, or even out loud about other people, we're saying them to ourselves too. It's just how it goes. you can't get away. If you're saying negative things about other people, you are definitely saying negative things to yourself. So start focusing on those thoughts. Those thoughts that are not full of self-love and nice and be nice, right? If we go back to that first idea of ways to start loving yourself now, be nice to yourself. You know, I told you my story about buying something new for myself that made me feel really nice and special. But another way to be nice to yourself is to say nice things to yourself. I've spoken about this many times on these calls about using those I am statements. I am, and then something positive. Those three words, I am kind, I am nice, I am loving, I am lovable. But those counteract that negativity and help us move in that direction of self-love. Okay, so three ways to start loving yourself now. Be nice to yourself, slow down and take a deep breath, and notice the negativity about yourself, obviously, and then change it into a positive. Three easy ways to start loving yourself now. And within that, I also wanted to tell you about something that I'm finding really interesting and really helpful, is that there's really a very, once again, easy way to get on track when you're feeling negative about yourself. And it's easy, it's just not simple. It's something you actually have to take a little bit of time to do, but it's really, really worth it. So how to get on track when you're feeling negative about yourself? Because I think we can agree that when we feel negative about ourselves, we're not loving. We're not loving towards ourselves. So one of the ways to get on track when you're feeling negative about yourself is to do some writing, to do some journaling. And I am a huge believer in journaling. I have been starting daily journaling. I've done journaling on and off throughout most of my life, but I have started daily journaling since about last October. And I am finding the level of love for myself and positive feelings have increased exponentially by this writing. And I wanted to give you one of the techniques that I really like about journaling. And when there's an area that you feel you're lacking in, one of the ways to journal is to write a question and then just do a continual answer of the question. So let me show you one thing. So when we're focused on self-love, one question might be, the barrier to loving myself is, and then write a paragraph, just freehand write a paragraph. And then once you find that you can't write anymore about that barrier to loving yourself, you stop, you start another paragraph and write again, the barrier to loving myself is, and then write another paragraph. Do that paragraph kind of writing with it, that intro sentence, that intro statement, for about 10 minutes. So you can write, you know, it might come to about a couple of pages. What I find is that by using that same question over and over again, and then writing a paragraph underneath it, what you'll find is as you get to the fifth, sixth, seventh paragraph that you write, is that you're getting this deeper understanding. The superficial statements come out for the first couple of paragraphs about the barrier to loving myself is. Those first paragraphs are a little bit more superficial. And what I find is that as you're writing a little bit longer, that deeper understanding about what really is the barrier to loving yourself comes out. And then you'll have more of an idea of what is blocking you from self-love. Another question that you could do also, and do it in that same paragraph format, is, I experience self-love the most when I experience self-love the most when I, and then write a paragraph about that. And once you feel that paragraph has been, the statement's done, then move to the next paragraph and say, I experience self-love the most when I, and keep doing that over and over for 5 to 10 minutes. It doesn't have to be really long. And the more you write it, the more that what the barrier is, what your need is, will start to come out, because you're filtering through all of that mind that's blocking us to knowing what is really in our best interest. And I'll write this up in on the webpage for this audio. I'll write this up so you can have this written down, and you don't have to write it down right now. Because I think it's going to be something that's going to be really beneficial to you, to increasing your self-love. So I hope you're seeing today that self-love is the key to everything, and that it's not so hard to get on track with it if you practice what we've been talking about today. And I want to encourage you to really put this as your number one focus. I know that when we have problems with eating and with overeating and emotional eating, that we think that we have to focus on the food. And I've got to say that that's been a lot of my focus too, is like, let's focus on all of the physical components, not food itself, but all the physical components. And I'm really seeing that this idea of self-love is much more magical. It's much more transformative and necessary. So I hope you focus on these that we've talked today. Obviously, if you have more ideas, please feel free to email me and let me know what you're doing, because I love getting new ideas. I strongly encourage you to join the Facebook group, Feed Your Soul Community, and I'll put the link in the webpage connected to this audio. I also really want as many of you as possible, actually all of you, I'd love to have, come schedule a breakthrough session with me. It is a free time to get on my calendar. It's up to about 45 minutes that we spend talking about you and what's going on for you and what are your needs. Is self-love the problem? Is emotional eating the problem? Is mindset the problem? And we get an idea of what's necessary for you. It's not a hard sell. It's not about having to you buy something. It's really about what's going to help you and what can get you on track. And I got to tell you, everybody that's come to these calls have really enjoyed it and have gotten something out of it individual for themselves. So I'm going to put the link to the breakthrough session on this, the webpage also, but I strongly encourage any of you that I haven't spoke to yet, give me 45 minutes and let's make some transformation in your life. Lastly, in March, I'm starting a new Feed Your Soul program. It's all new. It's all different. It is more in depth. It's more, it's just so fabulous. I can't even go into how great it is here on the last few minutes of this call, but it is going to be a fabulous program. Lots of great information, but also even more of a private community for you to get close to other people and to really share with each other what's going on for you and helping each other break through from any, the freedom from overeating and emotional eating. So I hope that you consider that as you're thinking about what you need. But the starting spot is Feed Your Soul Community, the Facebook group, and scheduling a breakthrough session with me. This is Kim McLaughlin. This is our monthly and emotional eating community call. We have these calls the second Monday of every month. And I am so glad that those of you who've been on this call live are here. I really love this community. And those of you that are listening to the audio, I am so grateful to you too, because this is the village that I want to keep making to have us all be in, linking arm in arm together to get to that, to the best place in our lives possible, that really that feeling of self-love and feeling just energized about our lives. So this is Kim McLaughlin from feedyoursoulunlimited.com. And I look forward to talking to you all in our breakthrough sessions and seeing you in the Feed Your Soul Community Facebook group. Thanks a lot and have a great rest of the day. Bye.